Friday. It's Friday, February 15th. We'll start with a jam. It is good to have you here with us on Friday, February 15th. Hopefully you survived Valentine's Day, whether you went too hard at it or went the total opposite direction and celebrated any kind of ridiculous singles awareness. We are sponsored by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. If you would like to be a part of the show, and we certainly encourage that, 419-240-1055. You can text that number anytime you'd like. We'll get your text messages. We'll do our best to answer them either through the app, you'll get a text back, or on the air. You can start now if you'd like, because it's Friday, and after 9 o'clock, between 9 and 9:30, small business shout-outs. We get a little wobbly and off schedule to wrap up our week, but if there is a local business that you enjoy patronizing, where you're not related to anybody, send us their name, what you appreciate going there for, and we'll give them a shout-out, small business shout-outs, after 9 o'clock today. Again, 419-240-1055. Besides that, panel full of ladies got questions for you after 8:30. 90s Price is Right for our final pair of tickets to see Queen Latifah tomorrow night. Some revered and maybe even timeless 90s items where we will play the Price is Right game for in the 7 o'clock hour, the 5-second rule, because it's Philly Tea Friday and we like to send Philip and Floy a little off kilter. What's your sex excuse? We have a little thing that runs. I'll pull it up that says, you know, good thing your mom didn't have a headache that night or we'd have one less listener. What's your excuse to get out of it? And in less than 30 minutes, one last time for 90s or now rap lyric for a pair of tickets to see Queen Latifah. It is 5:48. Good morning, Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hello.
Is well,
I'm setting up the text right there.
It's a Friday, so that means there's also, I keep wanting to say Flasia, but there's a Deja tonight?
No, not tonight. I'm off tonight. Tomorrow she reemerges.
We're at George's?
George's. We're doing a, I think it's an anti-Valentine's party. It's a stoplight party. So
I
you
like those.
So you wear red if you're single, yellow if you're looking, and wait, no.
Green is if you're single.
Green is if you're single, red is if you're taken, and yellow if you're like, hey, I'm down for whatevs.
I like to run the light.
Get your speed, your traffic light ticket.
Just a friendly reminder: if you can do some Facebook Live again, people really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that thing that we that you did last week has lots of thousands of views.
Yeah, I can. I'll try to squeeze it in.
Okay.
Because I have the Queen Latifah, and then we're once we go from Queen Latifah, I'm sure I could do it there.
Okay.
I just got to tell all the nudie people behind me to stay out the area.
If not, don't worry about it.
It's all good. I can go for a little bit. We can chat it up. We can have a good time.
I forgot to mention this yesterday. I got a text Wednesday, Wednesday from our friend Officer Taylor Dungeon.
I love her and her little nugget.
She's great.
Yeah.
And we are going to, well, I'm hoping we can lock the little nugget Mylan up because she said to me, do you still want to do a ride along? I had forgotten I asked. So she invited me to do a ride along. I think we're going to do it on the 26th. And her shift, she works the party shift.
Oh.
From 2 to 10. She said, you can do an hour or all 8. My bedtime is long before 10.
You're like, Taylor, I got 30 minutes, girl.
I'll do a couple hours, and I'm hoping it's exciting. So I forgot to mention that I'm really looking forward to that because I've never done anything like that before.
That's cool.
I've never even had like...
Maybe she's your connection to the morgue.
I have to ask
her
that.
Yeah, you have to.
She
has to know people.
There's the phrase, morbid fascination.
Mm-hmm.
I have a death appeals to me.
And I've tried to help you, because remember, that was my first, I think when we talked about it like 2 months ago, I was like, I'm on it. I brought it up to like 3 people. The looks that I got, I kind of was just like, okay, I backed up real quick. I was like, I was just kidding, you know, just hypothetically speaking. And they were like,
tell them it's
why?
For me. They'll understand.
Well, I didn't want to put your business out there, but now that I know, but
we're
I mean,
on the radio.
Whatever. If this doesn't work for you, I'll go back to those people, because the one works at the clerk's office and she kind of just gave me a look like, why? And I was like, I'm just kidding. I just want to see what your reaction was.
No, it's fine. I want to see dead bodies at the morgue.
You figure they take tours because they have students.
I know. I'll try to track down some unsuspecting UT.
You know,
professor.
We should have asked. I can't think of his name. Our Jeopardy friend,
John Presley.
He works at UTMC. He could have known someone.
Yeah. I'll ask him again.
There's a lot of connections.
He does. He's like in microbiology.
But he knows people there. You know what I mean? And they're all in the same unit
think
building.
They use like fake cadavers for the students there. I want a real cadaver. Maybe when I'm rolling with Taylor and she pulls somebody over for a traffic stop and be like, kill him. So we have to go to the morgue.
I see you in this situation.
Egging her on?
No. I'm thinking of like a late 90s, early 2000s sitcom where she's like, I'll be back. Don't go anywhere. And you're like that kid who sneaks out and the music plays and you're like sneaking through and you end up in the morgue accidentally. And you're like, I have found my sanctuary. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen like those high angst movies where you're like, stay here, I'll be right back. You're like, yeah, whatever. And then like the doo, 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 like the curious music plays and there's little Eric Chase sneaking off and he ends up next to a toe tag and you're just like, I am home.
I was thinking you were going to say, Taylor says stay here with and her and her partner go out and do whatever they do in the community and I zoom off in the cruiser.
No, no, I think you have your eye on a prize.
Wait, I have a specific visual. Forgive me. This is terrible radio.
No, it's not. It's good for the morning. Happy Friday. Philly tea, fun, fantastic, fearless Friday. That's what we'll call it. To go right into it.
That'll be me.
What is that? I am so blind in the morning. Blind. Well, I woke up late, too, so I'm like, oh, girl, get
eyes.
Out of here. I do have crusty eyes. That would be you.
This is the iconic picture of the Joker after he's escaped from the Gotham Police Department riding in the police car. And I still can't figure if he's in the back driving or just sticking his head out, but that'll be me in the ride along.
I'm excited for you.
How excited are you for Queen Latifah?
I'm really excited because, like, I love her artistry and, like, her talents, but, like, people don't know. She has a really good standard in jazz albums, and she's with the Toledo Symphony, and they're probably one, like, I'd say top 10 best symphonies in the area.
It's
the whole country. Because, like, I know I'm biased because I live here, but, like, they do it up.
It's a collection so much talent in a great spot because the only time I really sat for a symphony show was when Boys to Men was here and they played with the symphony.
Oh, was that good?
It was, but it was at the Stranahan.
Okay.
You get to see the symphony, Queen Latifah, at the Perry Style, which is incredible.
Fourth row. I'm assuming it's fourth row because it says D. Math and alphabet.
Unless the fourth, right. Unless the numbered rows are up front and the letters are in the back.
So, funny story about that. When my mom took me to my first concert, memorable concert, was Destiny's Child, the like TRL tour way back in the day. And it was like row C. We're like, third row. Little did we know, it started off with 1 through 26. And then the alphabet started. I was like, man, I was appreciative. But like, as a child, I was like, ooh, they go by alphabet, right? Of course they do. They got there. Good old, whatever the Quicken Loans Arena was before them.
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
Tell MCI to shut off my phone bill?
Yeah. They were so bad. It was
Were they?
They were bad.
Destiny's Child was bad?
They were bad. And they weren't even the headliners. It was like, this is the lineup because I remember it was that LFO.
Yeah.
Dream.
I love Dream.
Jessica Simpson.
Okay.
What was the other? Dream.
You said Dream.
Did I say Dream?
You are drunk.
Okay. No, I'm not. No, no.
That's a good show.
And Destiny's Child did headline. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good show.
But it was just like, and they had the fourth girl. Because they ended up with Kelly Michelle and Beyonce, but it was Kelly Michelle, Beyonce, and Farrah, and no one really liked Farrah.
Was she the short-haired girl?
She was not Latavia or Latoya.
I think she's the short-haired girl. She looks like, I think she, if I recall correctly, because I can remember the like the album or the single cover for Bills, 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 or Bugaboo. I think she looks like that woman that we like on The Passage, the short-haired.
Yes, yeah, it is her. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, that's Kelly Rowland. She had the short hair. We'll look up the album cover, but yeah.
It's a great show. Speaking of music, we like one. We're feeling out the other one. Let me play some new music. We talked about one yesterday, and this is that one.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You know what I want and what I need, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Yeah.
same duo that did Finesse so well. You said...
So we went from Bobby Brown to... I keep going back between like an old school Jodeci song and Drew Hill.
I have one. Let me do... I think I have another one. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's because the lyrics are so close to it. I'll pull it up.
There's a melody there that I can't quite put my hand on.
It certainly has another like throwback kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. All right. Not as talked about as much because her last album was a colossal flop. Katy Perry with Zedd. This is 365. I want you to be the one that's on my mind, on my mind, on my mind. I want you to be the one on Monday night, Tuesday night, every night. Are you gonna be the one that's on my mind, 365 all the time? I want you to be the one to stay. Think
I like it.
So do I.
I like it. And also, have you seen the? I saw the video because she teased it on Twitter and then put it on Facebook. I don't know if her record people are just like, "Hey, give us more sex appeal," but she looks pretty hot in the video. She looked like I never thought of her in that way. Like when you think of pop stars, you're like, "Oh, they're sexy," blah 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 blah. But like, she's just an artist and she does like the crazy costumes. I don't know if her people were just like, girl, get it together because of the last album. But she looks pretty good.
Should we can try to call DJ Tommy Nappy later and get his thoughts on it.
Yeah, like it's a good song. I think for her speed, it's good. I mean, with the premiere of American Idol in like 2 weeks, it's good to put her back on the forefront. Mm-hmm. So
it's funny how those things sync up, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I of those two, I like that one more than the Bruno and Cardi one. There's another song. Do you remember 5 or 6 years or so ago, going up on a Tuesday?
The club glowing up?
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. Yes.
So that dude was I Love McConan. Him and I think Lil Peep and I think Fall Out Boy have a song, and it's really good.
Like a new one?
Yeah.
I only know one of those artists that you said.
Lil Peep is a rapper. He did, I think it's Lil Peep. And the I Love McConan is the Tuesday dude.
Okay.
And Fall Out Boy.
Okay. That's the only one I know.
There's some. I like getting new music on Fridays. I like when Apple kind of made everybody switch that a couple of years ago, so you could spend all weekend with something.
And summer music's coming. That's what I'm seeing. Like
it's spring now.
Well, I mean, but like as time has told us, they release them now, and then like summer, like oh, this is my summer jam. You're like, but I heard this in like February.
That's why you'll get summer stuff in April.
Right, but here's the thing: that like I love that all these artists like reemerging and teasing stuff on Twitter and like Instagram, and I'm just like, all right, cool, I'm ready. I'm ready.
I'm sure Cardi's label people went like ape crazy early in the week when she shut down her Instagram, and they were like, no.
Especially winning the Grammy and she wanted to take a hiatus. And I'm sure there's someone in her part who in her camp was just like, oh no, girl, you got to record two albums now. You know what I mean? You got to release one and then get that one out there. It's going to be a massive hit because I don't know the sophomore slump. So
we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
5:59 on Q105 with the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pick. Queen Latifah did UNITY, a big rap hit in the 90s. We'll do 90s or now rap lyric for a pair of Queen Latifah tickets in less than 15 minutes.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nationwide Auto Finance. This is the home of
6:13. Good morning. It's the morning reboot. Eric Chase and Floyd on Q105. You can call right now. You can play 90s or now rap lyric. The last time we'll play this game, if you get 3 out of 4 correct, you'll win tickets to go see Queen Latifah tomorrow night at the Perry Style at TMA. 419-240-1055. As we await your phone call, can I give you some of that Tuesday Guy song?
Yeah.
It's called I've Been Waiting.
I'm not doing fine, cause I'm doing fine. Let me go, I'm spending time. Not doing fine, but I'm doing fine.
Boy, I've been waiting for my love, waiting for my love. When you got everything.
Obviously the Fall Out Boy part.
I like it.
Call now to play 90s or now rap lyric. 240-1055.
Been dreaming
of
your uniform, non-conformity. The tears,
stump,
the tears,
stump, yeah.
Tears are strong enough, the years are.
Good, right?
Yeah. I'm into it. I love new music. Like, even if it's awful, I'll still be like, man, did you hear this new song by so-and-so? And I'll still appreciate it.
419-240-1055. If you would like to play 90s or now rap lyric, the fun in this game is you get to win, but also me reading the lyrics is entertaining.
Which has been my favorite thing for the past 2 days.
419-240-1055. Call now. Oops, sorry, hold on. Let me turn my Facebook off. This was again the new Bruno and Cardi.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You know what I wanna, what I need.
Hey, hold on a second.
Let me hear you say.
You think you know it?
Oh, please, because it's not Drew Hill.
Wait. Hey, who's this?
This is Prophecy.
Look who it is.
Wait, you talked about him before, right?
Yeah. It's Trevor Lawrence.
Hello.
Prophecy.
What's up? Hey, what's going on?
Floyd said hi. Hold on 1 second, okay?
All right.
No fair. He is a rapper. He'll know these lyrics. Let me play this song for you to see if it matches up with that one. Because you said Drew Hill or Casey and JoJo?
Oh, yeah, like JoJo, see that era, yeah.
Me, love me.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it sounds like. Thank you.
That would be...
We were at 6:15 in the morning. We are like this.
That would be Case and Foxy Brown.
Thank you.
Touch Me, Tease Me from what soundtrack?
I'm going to say the Players Club.
You're close. Nutty Professor. Hi, Prophecy.
What's going on, Eric?
Are you, how's dad life doing?
Oh, it's amazing, man. Every day is a blessing.
You, do you want to give us a little live rap in the news?
Oh, put me on the spot.
Do you want to do a little squeaky squeaky or chicka chicka?
Chicka chicka. What's up, Eric Chase? Can't wrap the news right now. I have no idea what's even going on in the world.
Because you're being the best dad you can be. How's that?
That's right.
How's your, not to put you on the spot, how's the mood doing these days?
Oh, it's fantastic, man. It's something I'm proud of. I'm like totally off of all medications, and yeah, man, it's been a crazy, crazy year, but had to go through a dark place to get to this one. You know, a little cliche, but. I feel great, man. I feel better than I ever have.
Good, 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 good. All right, you are you free tomorrow night to win these Queen Latifah tickets?
I am.
Okay. It's kind of cheating to have a rapper on to do 90s or now rappers.
I mean, it's not cheating. That's the path he chose, and this is his forte. It's not his fault.
Prophecy didn't choose the game. The game chose Prophecy.
Right.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. 90s or now. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
That's definitely 90s.
Do you know the song, dude?
Oh, I have to name the song.
No. But I mean, the Burger King bathroom line is iconic.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Floyd?
You got to speed it up for me. You already know that.
I can't do the weird voice. I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Oh. Humpty Dance.
That's...
All right, next up, Prophecy. You got one right so far. You got to get two more. Tell them, College Park, where they chop cars. Eat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. Just bought a Zone J's on my feet.
I just got to say, I love hearing you talk these rap lyrics, but that would be now. That would be a now.
Do you know which one it is?
At the College Park, where they chop cars.
Yes! Young Jock.
Yes, Young Jock, yes.
All right, next up. You're going to be a shining star in fancy clothes and fancy cars, and then you'll see you're going to go far because everyone knows just who you are.
That would be now, and that's T.I.
Yeah, live your life. Good job, Prophecy. You won the Queen Latifah tickets.
Awesome.
Well done. Don't go anywhere. I got to throw you up on hold. Are you glad that I gave you your touch me, tease me?
Yeah.
I don't want to play it again. There might be vulgar language in it.
Yeah, no worries. But I feel like once I hear that song more, I hear like a lot more 90s R&B influence is going to hit me in the face.
20 years from now, there'll be a Jewish white guy sitting here and a gay black guy sitting over there.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, do you remember back in the day when everything sounded like Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez?
And we're going to be like, ooh.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
6:19 on Q105. A lot of people did a shortcut and got married yesterday. We'll talk about that. And that was here, by the way. We'll do that in just the news you need. Next.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Here's a check your roads here.
News, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Did you hear that noise? It was Demi's fart. Girls might not poop, but they definitely fart. 6:32. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. 15 couples were married yesterday at the courthouse. The Reverend Rhonda Sparks said Valentine's Day usually sees far more weddings, but those who wed Thursday seem generally a bit happier than couples that do it on a typical day. They seem to be more festive and higher spirits than normal. They seem to be a lot more excited today because it's Valentine's Day. Alonzo Augustin and Maria Elena Alonzo of Perrysburg were married after being together for 10 months. Rashia and Jermaine Carter met online several years ago and decided to make their combined family official with a simple courthouse ceremony. Carter has a 5-year-old daughter, Viola Montgomery, who could not attend. I like the speed and simplicity of doing this.
Yes. I was reading ahead of the story the next day.
I wonder how much that costs. Probably just whatever it costs to get a marriage license.
Or maybe a court fee, like a minor court fee.
Yeah, some of the couples said that they'll take a honeymoon or do a bigger wedding at a later time. But nice little thing to do on Valentine's Day. I like those rather than a lot of the junk that I saw on social media, including that Singles Awareness Day stuff and all the other nonsense going on to compete with Valentine's Day, like trying to steal it back. Much testiness.
That's what the 15th is for. You buy up all the discount candy and eat it yourself while watching Grey's or The Passage.
Remember,
or SVU like me.
We'll have to change our tweet from if you're alone on Valentine's Day, it's because you're ugly, to President's Day.
Every day.
Paul,
we'll just keep it going.
Paul had something on his Facebook. It was an e-card that said, if you feel bad that no one loves you on Valentine's Day, think about the rest of the days that no one loves you.
Oh, which is this.
I like it.
Stop it.
I hope I'm not mispronounced.
Okay.
Ex-Katisha Jackson never thought she'd be in a position like this, but she got a call from her son's school late last week. I'm puzzled. I'm flabbergasted. I was in shock. I couldn't believe that a teacher would do this to my son. Her son, 13, is at Robinson Elementary. And on Friday of last week, she says he was in class, got up to get his Chromebook without asking, and his teacher crossed the line. He actually grabbed the back of his neck and grabbed his fingers, balled them up in his hand, and at that time threw him to the ground, according to 13ABC. TPS has launched an investigation. I'd like for him to go to jail. If it was the other way around, me as a parent, if I would have done this to him, I'd be in jail. She says she's also frustrated by the school's response, saying they didn't call her until hours after the incident and sent her son back to the same classroom with the same teacher. Apparently there was, and I think this was a substitute, and there was nothing in this teacher's past it was, to relate to this behavior.
But I saw the story last night on 13ABC, and it's very complex when you deal with a minor and someone who's not your child touching your child. So
right,
they need to get on this, because, like, as a parent, I understand her frustration for sure. I mean, I might not me personally, I'm not a parent, but as someone who, I have a nephew, and if anyone's, my nephew's like, hey, Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so put their hands on me, I'd probably lose my cool too. So
Cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's going to have to be, I think, aren't we at that point if you're not there already?
You want the truth instead of people's words?
Right, speculating, yeah.
The redevelopment of the downtown Hotel Seagate, which has just been sitting there for so many years now, and improvements to the adjacent convention center are moving along, according to the Lucas County Commissioner, Pete Gerken. They could start as early as April. This project is on. It's real. We're looking at the completion deadline of the fourth quarter of 2020 for the hotel. Plans call for redeveloping the hotel first, which is currently missing some of its walls. Afterward, work will begin on convention center improvements, then on a new ballroom for the center, which would be about 15,000 to 20,000 square feet, which we've not had anything like this as it tries to compete with similar venues in other cities. The center also would get a facelift, something it's not had since opening 3 decades ago. All the projects are to be finished by the time Toledo and the Inverness Club host the 2021 Solheim Cup. Or Solheim, which pits the best women golfers from the United States against their counterparts from Europe, kind of like the men's Ryder Cup.
Okay.
some local,
go Toledo. Look at you.
Some more local stuff to get to. The yearly Art Loop has announced its themes for this year. Every third Thursday from 5:30 to 9 in downtown Toledo, and it's grown in the last handful of years. April 18th, poetry and performance, and then you can figure out the months and days here. Craft and culinary, art of sport, interactive art of automobiles, dancing in the streets, haunted harvest, jazz loop in November, and then to wrap up, light up Toledo in December. So April through December, third Thursday of every month, the Art Loop will rock downtown Toledo.
I'm excited for the jazz loop.
Me too.
And the dancing in the street. That'll be fun.
This is a story you might have seen on social media. I've not gotten to it in the last couple of days, but I figure I'll share it now. I know TOL had it on their Facebook page. There was a YouTuber who was questioning the validity of Chuck E. Cheese and their pizza and whether or not they are recycling unused slices.
Shane Dawson, I think, who the guy.
Sounds right.
I skimmed across the story myself.
Because the slices in the pies underneath the warmers don't look symmetrical or even, and to be quite honest, I don't care.
Right.
I realize that there could be some germ issues here and sanitary issues, but when I go to Chuck E. Cheese, I guess I'm kind of, one, expecting germs more than, because the kids everywhere.
Kids everywhere, yeah.
Two, mess with the pizza all you want. Don't mess with the salad bar, because the salad bar at Chuck E. Cheese is underrated.
It is underrated. I'll give you that. My nephew had a few birthdays there. And Shane, you are a single man. Why are you going to Chuck E. Cheese? Why do you care?
YouTube hits.
Right, but like, it just makes him look creepy. I mean, whatever.
I've gone there before just for salad. But
have you?
With a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Who had a kid?
No.
Oh.
Ever since.
oh, okay.
Do you remember the Wendy's Super Bar?
Yes, I do. I do. My sister used to work at Wendy's. Yes.
That's gone. There's no more Ruby Tuesdays here. If you want, like, a reason. It's Big Boy. The Big Boy. I would go to the one on Secor every night. They have a little salad bar.
They do.
But Chuck E. Cheese has a salad bar too.
So. I do like a good salad bar.
If you want if you want buffet pizza, some of our Pizza Huts do the buffet lunch.
I don't think any around here.
The one on Secor does.
Look at me trying to figure out where that is.
Across from Home Depot, Executive Parkway, Fusion. Where the Whole Foods should be.
Oh, where they build up that whole area over there.
Yeah.
There's still a Pizza Hut over there. You're right. Okay.
That Pizza Hut. Twitter doesn't have an edit button, but their CEO, Jack Dorsey, said they might have a clarification feature, which would allow users to include additional context for old tweets. One of the concepts we're thinking about is clarifications, kind of like a retweet with comment to add some context and some color on what they might have tweeted or what they might have meant. People already often use the quote tweet option for this kind of thing, but the two tweets may not always have the same reach, he noted. But if the person had opted to clarify that tweet, then the original tweet could always appear with the subsequent clarification. I do my best to be concise and succinct, but provide proper context to my tweets. I don't say anything too volatile, but you can take a lot of things out of context on Twitter and it becomes viral. In another viral note, a lot of people were losing Instagram followers the other day, and a lot of influencers were deeply concerned about it because they were losing thousands of followers, to which I dubbed it influencer-ageddon.
But they do it all the time. Like, Instagram is one of the, they call it a robot purge. Like, whoever their person is, like, they do it four times a year. I lost, like, 10 followers. That's cool.
I think it was, well, these people have their businesses on there, so I can see their concern, but I look at it this way.
They're not real people.
Let's say you have 100,000 followers and you lost 20,000 followers, and the products you sponsor are going crazy because you've lost 20% of your influence. I like to think it's the digital world evening things out because, as you pointed out, I bet a lot of those followers are fake anyway.
Yeah, like I'm one of those people, I get caught up in the Instagram game. I'm like, oh, people follow me. I'll follow them back. Half the time I go to their Instagram and it's just, I'm not interested, or it's the same picture, or it's just product placement.
What's your Instagram?
It is, oh Lord, don't put me on the spot. Flow3_Deja.
That's hard. What's the Flow3?
Flow, Floyd, because I'm Floyd Anderson III.
Got it.
So FLO3_DEJA. It's not that hard.
What about your Twitter?
Mine is, that's also Flow.
Okay.
_
Okay.
Q1055.
Easy.
Yeah.
641 with the morning reboot on Q105. We don't have a show, social media thing like Facebook or Instagram, but we have our own individual ones. As Floyd just mentioned his. What do you want to do on our table? We'll skip that first story. A little bit more with Ryan Adams and lots of nostalgic Nickelodeon news to get to, including a surprising host for a game they're bringing back that used to be on Fox before 7 o'clock.
Q105.
If you have a small business you'd like us to do a shout-out for, small business shout-outs after 9 o'clock this morning, you can text the show, 419-240-1055. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd, Philly T Fridays have begun.
You're excited today.
Confetti.
Mustache hair.
Ew, no, don't throw that.
Ew.
Yeah, don't do that.
That was a gross combination.
Because he has, like, upper lip hair.
You just call it a mustache. It
was mustache hair?
It sounds... I said mustache hair, not rides.
That's... Okay.
654. We'll get to the Ryan Adams thing. We can give you some, we'll get some feedback. We'll do the Nickelodeon stuff. Some big, a lot of announcements from Nickelodeon over the last couple of days ago. Some like, new, some nostalgic.
Like Nick Kits, like Nickelodeon? Nick. Like the orange slime place?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, legit Nickelodeon. Oh, okay.
It's good.
But first, some new music. Some new music. We'll first play, which do you want first, Floyd?
Let's unleash the Cardi and Bruno on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me. Baby, you know what I wanna, baby.
Let me hear you say,
please.
Let me hear you say,
please. Please, me, baby.
It's fine, right? I'm just sorry. I just have to. So it's fine. But like when you peak like they did with
mess.
Yeah, like you just let it be. Like it's fine. And don't keep trying to push something that already worked out well. Like I think. I was like the only R&B hip hop duo, like male female, that's worked really well in doing it multiple times is Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think these two should probably cut off while they're in the top.
Bruno would be a better marital choice for Cardi than Offset.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a good thing for Bruno, though, is what I'm saying. Like
they're the same height.
They are.
Let me give you another one. I think this is surprisingly pretty good because she's been giving us duds lately.
I want you to be the one that's on my number, my number, mine. I want you to be the one on Monday night, Tuesday night, every night. Are you gonna be the one that's on my mind 365 all the time? I want you to be the one to stay.
Katy Perry and Zedd, 365.
You thought Swish Swish was a dud?
It was real bad.
It was bad. But I mean, it was good bad.
Right.
It was so bad, it was good.
That whole album was junk.
She had like three hits.
Was that Prism?
Singles.
Not off that album.
Was that the Prism album?
No, that's Witness.
Oh, I know nothing else besides Swish Swish then. So.
It was like Bon Appetit, and then there was like some weird ballad.
It was like parody sexuality. Like, if you were going to make, like, a Nicki Minaj parody album, it would be that. It was terrible.
All right, so here's my thing, because I'm a Katy stan. So here's my thing. So she's released a lot of popular albums.
Yeah.
She has one flop. Why do we dwell on the one flop?
We don't dwell.
Like, we can't take away. Like, she almost broke Michael. She's tied Michael Jackson for the most singles off one album.
I mean,
we can't take away her music legacy because of one bad album. I got into this argument with someone yesterday on Facebook.
He's prepared.
So this is personal to me. But, like, someone's like, her last album stuck.
Because we're...
Well, cuss word. Sorry, I tried to mix them together. But, like, Pink had a flop album. Madonna's had many flop albums.
But it's Lady exactly for what you pointed out, because she tied a Michael Jackson record with the Teenage Dream album.
Right.
And when you start out so high, people have high expectations for you.
And not even a takeaway from him, because he's tattooed on me. He had a flop album, too. Like, so...
You accurate?
So, like, I'm just like... I feel like they used her as a punching bag so hard. And, of course, yes, she makes weird, dumb mistakes, but,
and
like...
The example is what you were about to spit out, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Who had Art Pop, which flopped pretty hard.
And that is the most underrated pop album, because it's not as bad as people think. However, like,
it's
she's...
It's bad, though. Like, it's not... it wasn't Gaga.
See, I didn't... And I'm that person who hated Born This Way.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to disagree.
Oh, that's going to get you an email.
That's fine. Someone should send her an email when she unleashed that album cover.
The New York Times on Thursday reported that the FBI's New York field office is looking into whether singer-songwriter Ryan Adams committed a crime by sexting with an underage fan. The allegations are part of the larger story by the Times published Wednesday that details Adams' history of championing aspiring female artists and then manipulating them and harassing them. Mandy Moore is the biggest example of that.
I thought the underage was like another one, not a fan, but somebody he was trying to mentor.
Well, if they were 14 and as alleged with this, they were sexting and having phone sex.
Either way, it's not a good idea. So,
right.
Yeah.
No comment, girl.
His album.
This is so exhausting.
He had three new albums lined up for this year, but that's rapidly shrinking. The first of his planned release is 2019 Big Colors. It was going to come out in April, but not now. And he's got some things to deal with his record labels and distributors a reason you can obviously understand.
What music does... I don't even know who this man is, to be honest with you.
He's like a John Mayer, I guess, that never really hit it big.
Okay.
Seriously, his Grammy category wouldn't air on TV. Put it that way.
Commercial, bring in Ryan.
So quick question, then we're going to wrap this story up. So with all this allegations, would she be like a character witness or someone... Because if he's doing this while they were married, like, because she's the one who pretty much broke that he was controlling.
Mandy Moore, right?
Yeah. Couldn't this fall back on her, or is she going to... Because she would have to know if she knew he was controlling and texting other women. Was what she said it, that he had other women and he was controlling them and took over her music career. I mean, I guess she wouldn't know the age of these women, but...
I think there's just one that they're focusing on, the underage fan here or whatnot, where there's potentially like some R. Kelly-type vibes. There's being a sleazeball dude, and then there's being a predator. Not a predator, or maybe just breaking the law. I don't know if he was a predator.
I'm sorry. If you're
14-year-old girl is not listening to Ariana Grande and listening to Ryan Adams.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, that's a 14-year-old girl. That's why I thought it was somebody he was mentoring, because then that does make you a predator. That's somebody who's looking up to you, looking forward to you, helping them to advance, and you're taking advantage of that.
Well, when I say predator, I mean like... You're going after multiple people.
You can
be predatory on one person, but that's where the FBI is involved in this. You can be a dirty, sleazy man and not do anything illegal. Nickelodeon is going to bring back Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader with its new host and co-producer, executive producer, John Cena. The original was on Fox. Jeff Foxworthy was the host.
Jeff Foxworthy is funny, though.
He is.
John Cena, not so much.
He's uncomfortably funny.
Yeah, he's awkward funny. He's like dad joke funny.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That aired from 2007 to 2015, 111 episodes. It even was nominated for a daytime Emmy. Also, Nickelodeon is planning several SpongeBob SquarePants spinoffs. It'll be its 20th anniversary coming up this summer, and it'll be reviving a version of All That with Kenan Thompson.
I auditioned for that show when I was a kid.
Shut up, did you?
Fort Huachuca, Arizona.
I wanted to be on that show so bad when I was a kid.
Sure did audition for that show.
That would have been so great.
Our show here is brought to you by the Morning Reboot. Eric Chase, Floyd Phillip is here with us today. Philly Tea Fridays, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. The 5-second rule. We will play that in less than 15 minutes. Will we top?
Why do you do this to me?
Not Maroon 5 and Atlanta.
Atlanta.
We'll see.
Q105 Studios.
7:14 on Q105. It's a Philly Tea Friday. You can try to win with the national keyword, the $1,000 payoff, a little bit before 9 o'clock this morning. After 9 o'clock, small business shout outs. If you've got a small business you would like to shout out, send us a text. 419-240-1055. Yeah, Philip.
I thought you were saying they could win me, and I was like, oh, we're doing that. And then you were talking about the keyword.
No, I'm sorry.
No. What are we winning, you?
I thought we were, but apparently no.
What comes with you if they win?
A whole bunch of attitude.
And filters.
And I was going to say free Apple Care.
No, that's not a thing. I'm going to buy you Apple Care.
And
what
strategically
you
place emojis.
Hello.
If you are just tuning in, a couple of new songs to share with you, Bruno Mars and Cardi.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You know what I wanna tease me.
You still hate it?
It's not that I hate it. It's just that, like, I don't think Bruno Mars is sexual, like, by any means. So turn around and tease me. Like, nobody turn around for you.
I see pleather trench coat and Jodeci boots and them under a waterfall.
And they keep trying to do this like early 90s R&B thing. And I'm like, chill.
You bring up a good point about whether you can let him sing sexually to you, because I loved Versace on the Floor, mm-hmm. but it never connected.
I don't like it.
Remember his song Gorilla?
Yeah.
I was like, beating on what chest, you chimpanzee? Like, you know what I mean?
Bird,
like,
chest.
You little bird. Yeah, like that. No, don't give me that look. You know, like, gorilla's like the, like, if you think of like a good old masculine primate mammal, you go to a gorilla, but he's like a little meerkat.
How about Young Girls?
Young Girls.
That was a little uncomfortable to listen to. You all right?
Yeah, choking? I'm good. I just
Floyd has measles, as you can hear. Justin and Lucas are no longer a thing. And
who is
I,
Justin and Lucas?
You know Justin and Lucas. They are one of the premier couples in the LGBT community.
Why are you messing with them? Leave them alone. They are wholesome in our community, and they are good people.
The final
he
points,
can mess with them in Black History Month, so we're good.
Yeah. And what, like October? Wait, what is? Is there an LGBT month?
Yeah, isn't it June? That's why all the prides are in June. Yeah,
and ours isn't there. Yeah. Well, I'll leave them alone in June. Our friends from the United Way and TMA. Do you know what Art of the Cut is at the Art Museum? I think that's what it's called.
I don't.
What it's called.
Sweet. It's soda. I want. After you told me about it, you'd be interested in it.
It's like like barbershops from different parts of Toledo are going to come there and talk about how they do their haircuts. Mm-hmm. Like, and I mean like barbershops.
Yeah.
Not like kids' cuts or Lady Jane's.
Yeah, you mean like groomed and like actual like barbershops where people like get up in there and they yeah.
Yeah. Let me Black History about for you. They gonna walk up in there as for a tight taper fade.
Yeah. And they bitch about the Pistons.
See, the best. Did you grew up going to Black barbershops, Floyd?
Yeah.
Of course you did. I don't know.
That's why I learned the
your
saying,
style.
Yo, I went girl. I was like, what does that mean?
I went to an Italian barbershop down the street from Grammy Bale. His name was Enzo.
Probably not too much far. Like, there's always that one older Black man that's just like always there. Like, he just lives there for some reason.
He laid the first brick of a building that's only been there for 2 years.
And
like,
he has to tell you his entire life and be like, here, young man, when I was your age, first of all, I'm here to get my hair cut. I can't talk to you right now about when you were my age.
And that person, from what I see on TV, is never actually getting a haircut or groomed. He's just reading the paper.
Just
with
there.
His cane.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to play chess with you. You're probably going to play checkers, Cletus.
All right. 5-second rule. We know how this works. I'll throw something at these guys. They panic in anxiety and fright, and they've got to name 3 things of what I've asked in 5 seconds. Floyd, we'll start easy.
Oh, Lord.
I need 3 local pizza places.
Pizza Cat, Gino's, Vito's.
Wow.
I could have done that.
But I was also talking about how I wanted pizza yesterday, so she's still on my mind.
It was
she is still way heavy on my mind right now.
It was Jets and maybe one of the other places that you named did heart-shaped pizzas and bread yesterday.
Jets always does. Yeah.
Phillip, another easy one. Things you write on.
Paper. iPad. You write in your hand?
Everyone writes notes on their hands.
Don't write them, because I get sweaty.
If you've never noticed, there are no easy categories in this game for Phillip.
Really?
Things that you write on? Give me a third one.
What did you say? You
paper, said, iPad.
Walls.
Walls.
Who writes on walls?
Children.
Grow up.
Who writes on iPads?
People. Adults.
Grow upper.
All right. it's Eric, Floyd, Phillip. Philly T Friday, small business shout outs later on. Text us those. Floyd, next up.
Here we go.
Uses for toilet paper.
Wipe your butt, wipe your other stuff, and wipe. you know what the other stuff was. You know what the other stuff was.
My mom told me to do that once, and I was like, hell no. Do people, is that a thing?
Your mom told you how to clean up yourself?
Well, she's like,
you just shake and keep going.
Right.
That's
right,
what
right.
Like I do. Wash my hands, I'm out. What?
Mm. All right, Phillip. Yeah. Next up for you, candies that melt in your mouth.
Chocolate M&Ms. The cardboard ones that old people have. I don't know.
Mints?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. That's not really candy, though.
All right, Floyd, you ready?
Plus you're 90.
Getting my measles up. Yeah, I'm good.
Things people might complain about at the Apple store.
Phillip. Another person and an iPad.
are you giving me easy ones? Like, I could have done that.
But you, I
Philip,
would.
Another
I,
person.
I could, know.
You know who?
Philip's appearance, Philip's attitude, and the prices.
And that mustache hair.
Oh, my God. We need to get off the mustache.
I didn't want to ask. I didn't want to give you that one because I didn't want you getting in trouble at work.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Oh, well, okay. Things people might complain about at the Apple Store.
I mean, it's simple. iPhones, iPads, MacBooks.
I meant specifically.
Oh, right. I'm not doing that.
Floyd, ready?
I'm ret.
Words.
Oh, man.
Words that sound sexual but aren't.
Apple, butterscotch, and honey.
Okay. I'll make you say truffle butter.
I got two more here. We'll dip into the Black History Month theme of the show of the segment.
Dying.
Philip, no, it's measles. TV shows with an all-black cast.
Ooh, Apartment 3, whatever, and Family Matters, and ooh.
Blackish. Yeah, it's in the name.
For some reason, I was going back to like the 80s.
Like, it's in the name.
Empire.
Right. Star?
Nobody watches Empire. Nobody watches Star. Well, they probably
the talk?
Do. I don't.
The Talk. I mean, whatever, not The Talk. The Real? I don't know.
Oh, Family Matters was the only good answer. All right, last one.
Oh, man, here we go.
Floyd, countries in Africa.
Nigeria, east side of Toledo, and South Africa. That's technically countries in Africa.
I was waiting for you to say Wakanda so I could have pushed you off your chair.
Wakanda. That was hard.
If anybody calls this morning and asks Floyd how woke he is, you'll say what?
I'm so woke. I'm from Wakanda.
I'm done.
722. What is your excuse? You know, I have a headache to not do that. Coming up.
Q105.
Four on Q105, the morning reboot. A little bit before 9 o'clock this morning, your first chance to get a national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Before 8 o'clock, or just a couple minutes before 8 o'clock, we'll get you some of the new Bruno Mars and Cardi and Katy Perry and Zedd. Let me give you this to start our next topic.
We're glad your mom didn't have a headache that night, or we'd have one less listener. You know, it's the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Whoa. 419-240-1055. Obviously, your parents did come together that evening, how many ever years ago that was, and it made you, and you're now here listening. Our parents made us.
Ew.
What's your usual excuse to get out of sex? 419-240-1055.
What are you giggling for?
Because I don't think there's like a usual. You got to switch it up. You can't use the same one every time.
All right, well, what's the last one you used? When the last time Danny wanted FaceTime sex, and you didn't want it, what'd you say?
Well, it wasn't FaceTime sex. It was probably just like the last time that I've used an excuse was a long time ago, number one, but it was my big toe hurts.
That's a terrible excuse.
But it was real. It was so real. Like, my big toe hurt so bad.
Oh, I meant, okay.
I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to, like, stand on it or put weight on it. And every time, like, I tried to move around, like, a little bit of touch, like, hurt. So I was like, I don't want to.
Of all the calls, what was your last excuse? 419-240-1055.
Don't look at me.
Of all the parts of your body that are important for that type of intimacy, your toes are like the very least important.
No, because you gotta like plant yourself. You sometimes gotta like make sure that you have like good footing, or if you were to like be on top of the bed and like your foot can't be a certain way when your big toe hurts. It got smashed. Like, I thought it was broken, so I didn't want to do anything.
You, my friend, need a little more sexual creativity.
You need to be more lazy. No creativity. This sounds very like a Jenga puzzle.
419-240-1055. The excuse you used last time to not do that, and I'm guessing there were very few excuses yesterday because it was Valentine's Day. It's almost part of the day, but I understand if you don't want to, then definitely call us with your excuse. It could happen between you and Stefan this weekend.
Oh, don't even try it. Gotta have it to have an excuse. And
I was going to say, you're not going to have an excuse this weekend.
No!
Because this weekend could be the weekend of magic.
When you wish upon...
Don't wish upon anything. Don't you dare.
Hi, who's this? Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. You have to turn your radio down just a little bit. What is the last excuse you used to not have sex?
It was actually yesterday on Valentine's Day.
You shut him down.
Yeah. Actually, the guy went on a date with another girl and then asked me to come over after the date to fuck him.
Okay, don't say that word again. Don't say that word again. But was that like his girlfriend? Was that like his girlfriend or some girl that he's dating?
No.
Like, how did you get wrapped up into this situation?
So, like, I've slept with him before, but, like, it just, I immediately said it was a no-go because, I don't know, he was terrible at that in bed in general. But.
Oh, yeah. So, there you go.
So, wait, wait.
He was just really weird. So.
He had a Valentine's Day with someone else?
Yeah. And then when I told him that I wasn't going to do it, he's like, oh, it's not a date. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It would not be a date.
Hmm.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for the phone call. I wasn't expecting to get any participation of, we're not in a relationship. We're just like...
Hey, there's different levels of it.
Yeah.
I mean...
I was thinking more people in relationships, why you used an excuse to not have it. But a very good reason is, well, we're not together. I don't even... I don't even know you.
Another good reason is, you just got off a Valentine's date, so nah.
I mean, in he's weighing his cards, right? He's like, well, this didn't quite work out. I got a regular. I mean, am I wrong for thinking that way?
Like, it's not a regular because he wasn't good, so she only did it once.
I'll defend him for a second. Like, I've done something where I've hung out with someone like, oh, this ain't working. I'm going to call up quote-unquote Tony. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm
like,
done
hey.
With you.
I applaud. Well, I'll come back to that. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Lori.
Hi, Marie. What's the last time you might have said something about a headache?
I had a headache last night.
Oh, you actually had one.
Oh.
Wait, did you have one or did you not?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Totally legit reason then.
You denied because of a headache?
Yeah, kind of.
Don't make her feel bad. She probably already felt bad anyway. Don't you dare.
To go back to the girl before that, like I applaud that somewhat sleazy guy for saying, no, it's not a date.
Right.
Dude, don't get this twisted. It is not a date.
I mean, good for him for putting it out there and being upfront about it. But at the same time, you just don't call somebody up after going on a date with somebody else because you didn't like that person just to have sex with them. That's not a thing.
You do.
I would.
I don't know.
But
I don't...
you can expect the universe to shut you down as she did to him.
Right.
What would be the chances of him having sex with his date and then trying to call her?
What if he was thinking about her the whole time on this date? Like, oh.
He is nasty.
This is not working out.
What if he thought he was really good? He just found out otherwise.
Right. Surprise.
Catherine, put all your business out there.
7:40 with the morning reboot on Q105. There's some new R. Kelly things. There is a new documentary.
Oh, Kelly.
There's a new documentary, and I wonder if people will be excited for this as they were with the Ted Bundy stuff. So we'll throw out there what that is and a little bit more in entertainment before 8 o'clock next on Q105 with the morning reboot. And I have a headache. We might not be back.
Q105.
7:53, Bruno Mars on Q105 with the morning reboot. A second or so of the new Bruno Mars with Cardi. Again, sounds like this.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby. You know what I want to want.
Bruno and Cardi.
No, it sounds like something else. It's going to hit me.
Touch me, tease me.
No.
Baby.
No, he played it earlier, but every time I'm gonna figure it out. I got this.
It's Eric Chase, Floyd Phillip is here with us. Detectives are interviewing two persons of interest whose surveillance photos show we're in the area of downtown Chicago when Empire actor Jussie Smollett was attacked last month. The two men aren't considered suspects, but may have been in the same area at the time he was attacked. Smollett told ABC News in an interview that aired yesterday that he believes the people of interest were the ones who attacked him. He also told ABC News that the people who questioned his narrative of the attack were ridiculous to think he would lie. Smollett has said he was attacked while getting food at a Subway restaurant. And now some of the conspiracy theories are out there, one of which includes that he staged this.
Yeah, and the people of interest, because he said he's... I'm trying to go back to the original report. He said that they were white, but the two people of interest are Nigerian.
So, but they say they aren't suspects. They were just like in the area of some sort when it happened.
Yeah.
I never heard that he said they were white. I know he said they had on
the
ski mask or whatever.
You're right. Sorry.
Other people have. I mean, there's still questions that need to be answered. I don't know if he's being completely forthcoming, but he also, I think, said it was in this interview. He was so indignant. Like, do you think I'd go on a date to Subway to get tuna?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the interview that he had with Robin. I don't mean, like, here's the thing. I for the life of me, don't think that being beat up in any likeness is something that you make up. Now, the context behind it and everything that happened, like, play by play, I don't know because, right. like, nobody was there. There's no visuals. But I don't think that you lie about something like that. And especially if it was somebody who, like, it was a hate crime, whether it was for being gay or being African-American, is bigotry. And it's terrifying. I don't think that's something that you lie about.
And then I told him that he could use this opportunity if it does work in his favor. It doesn't look as like it's going that way. Mm-hmm. But I keep wanting that piece of the puzzle to, like, be in his favor. But if it does work in his favor, he could use this as an opportunity to be an extra advocate for actually someone who's been through it.
Yeah.
Like, he could be like, he could start a whole national movement about hate crime because he has that platform. Even though we know hate crime is bad and know it happens, he could be that voice that is just there because of who he is.
Yeah.
It's not going that way for me, and it's making me very upset.
It's a hard thing because, like, I've been called the N-word and the F-word, like, same time, separate times, whatever the case, in a very angry and aggressive way. So, like, for you to jump on board, to, like, be that advocate, like, he has a platform to do so. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, like Eric said, like, I feel like there's something that's not all there. Like, all the ticks aren't happening in order.
And you can go.
People are saying, like, this could have been staged, is perhaps he has long been a target of hate crimes.
Oh, I'm sure he has
sexuality
been.
And his race. Mm-hmm. And perhaps I'm just outlining something that could potentially be plausible that maybe people have thrown out there in these indecisive times we live in. I didn't want to use any other phrases. Maybe this was his way of doing this. Like, he did, maybe he set it up to take revenge on all the times that it actually did happen to them, but there was never any media.
I just can't believe that because at the
same
time,
and I hope it's not true.
If you were to do something that way, especially being who he is, like that, if it comes back that you lied, like you're done, like 100% done, credibility gone.
But when you're under such stress and so many negative emotions, and you feel that there's no consequences for what people do to you, you go to extreme acts. And I'm not saying that that's what happened, but starting with the redacted phone records, I hate going, you know, I would run into the burning building because you don't know in that moment. But I would be as forthcoming and as transparent as possible to help catch these people.
See, the red flag for me was after the attack, and like I said, I got to keep saying this because I'm very vocal about it, and I get very pointed comments on my social media. So I'm saying, how dare I? But the thing that was a red flag for me is if I were to ever get hurt, I'm not going to do a concert 4 days later.
I can't say that I wouldn't.
But I'm just saying, like,
I thought you were going to say what you said for a couple days about him waiting like an hour or 45 minutes to call.
Oh, I'm still going. Like, my first red flag was he got attacked, and he, like, did his concert. And, like, he talked about it. But then this Robin Roberts interview, it's like he's actually healing and emotionally. Like, he's crying. Like, I feel like he should have done that. Like, just postpone the concert. You just went through something major. Like, we saw the bruises and everything. Also, the other thing for me is, why are you going on this? I feel like it's like the beginning of an apology tour. Of like, don't explain yourself. You are a victim.
Yeah.
Just stop. Stop there. Let everything else play out.
Yeah, I don't think he was so much like explaining himself, but the situation and like his view of what happened. But I mean, like, I get it. The not calling the police thing right away is a bit bothersome. But I've been around people who have situations like that before, and they did not call the police right away because it's not that it's just embarrassing. It's just that it's shock, and you feel like nobody's gonna do anything, and now we have to do with this ourselves.
Right. And I guess that plays into what he just said because I feel like in this interview, he feels like no one is, he's being victimized for being a victim.
I guess, I think he also said he left the noose on his neck until help arrived to show that it actually happened.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about the bleach thing, but in the noose I knew about, but he said like he just kept it around his neck and then when they got there, like he took it off and had it over his shoulder or whatever the case may be, I don't know.
Let's go on, sorry.
I was just going to go back to my statement, like once we find this piece, I just hope it's something that can catapult him into being an actual voice for people who don't have it.
Valentine's Day yesterday, a very sweet gesture by Kanye West. He put roses and stems in the Kardashian West home and invited Kenny G to play for Kim. This was on her Instagram story. And it almost looks like the beginning of like a Jordan Peele horror movie. Kenny G and a bunch of rose stems over your empty living room.
Did you see the video?
Yeah.
Wait.
How did he get there?
Yes. Wait.
That is my biggest question.
Rose stems? Like, no roses.
The stems and the roses.
Oh, okay.
All over one of the many rooms of their house.
In glass vases.
Were they?
Yeah, they're in vases.
Okay, all over the empty room. And I'm telling you, I've run out of that house.
And the video is on our Q105 Facebook page. So, but it's... The whole floor is covered with these vases and roses. And in one little section in the middle, Kenny G is standing, surrounded by all these roses.
And like, not a rose is touched, right?
How did you get there? Like, did you stand there for the...
He's Kenny G.
Kenny G is a mythical creature love.
Doesn't he have like a wife or a family or somebody to spend Valentine's Day with? Like, how much did Kanye pay him to do this?
You know, he hung out with him afterwards. Like, so what we get for dinner tonight, guys?
I would think with Kenny G's background in music, like, this is his big payday for the year.
Maybe, I guess.
Last story, and I only bring it up because every time there's a documentary, there's a lot of times there's documentaries and there's Oh Wow, and there's a wake of it the following week. The last one was Ted Bundy, but that was also in concert with the Sundance movie and Zac Efron.
And it was the 20 years of his death or something. It was the anniversary of his death.
Okay, so a lot going on. Yeah. I don't know if this will pick up steam, but on Prime, beginning today, there is a docuseries called Lorena, which takes a deep dive into why Lorena Bobbitt sliced off her husband's penis on a June night in 1993.
So I have been invested in this story since it came out, which would make me like 11.
Right.
But so I was like, oh, they could do that? That's weird. Crazy. 2020 did a story about her. And looking back, we all thought it was him who was kind of like, ooh, mm-hmm. He did something to her. In my adult mind, I can say this. It was her.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all.
And I don't mind that. I don't doubt that she went through some things, but he did some things to her that she just clicked and was just like, oh, really? And you know, I'm telling you, well, if you ever get a chance, YouTube it. I don't even know where you can find it. Watch the 2020... mini documentary series, the television event.
We'll call I don't that. Think there needs to be a docuseries or a mini docuseries because it's real short. Like, she's crazy. She's crazy. He made her mad. She cut it off. Like, I mean, that's it. You don't notice who needs to know.
And they both did not age well. Let's put that out there.
Our parents probably have the where were they when JFK was shot and killed. Mm-hmm. I always remember like where OJ was. It was a Friday afternoon. I had a baseball game when he was running with Al, what's his face? In the Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
I also roughly remember this as well, like where I was and what I was doing. I was like,
I don't remember.
Somebody
this.
Cut off what? Excuse me?
I vaguely remember. I remember it just being like small chatter in the house.
Small.
Just stop. Like, and I remember my mom like shushing my sister and I away. I was like, why? What's that? And then as we got older, we were just like, oh my God, that woman cut off that man pee-pee.
The first time, I do remember the first time I heard that story, I was like, was it a bad circumcision? Oh no, she was very angry. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I don't remember that story when it happened.
90s Price is Right for our final pair of Queen Latifah tickets coming up in less than 15 minutes.
Q105.
8:17. No more counting stars. We've counted enough. 419-240-1055. That's our number. You can text a local place you enjoy for small business shout-outs, which we'll do after 9 o'clock. Derek, Chase, Floyd, Phillip's here, so it's a Philly Tea Friday. Who do we have?
We have Carissa.
Hi, Carissa. Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
You know, I'm glad you asked. No one's asked me lately, and I'm...
Well, you know, people are just so selfish.
They are. A lot of people are selfish.
Carissa explains it all.
Yes!
Oh, God, really?
Have you gotten that your whole life?
So it's spelled C, so I've got Clarissa with a K, and then I've gotten... Oh, so you know that TV show? I said, what TV show? Before I was even born, Clarissa explains it all. Yeah, no, I don't know that.
What year were you born?
I was born in 92.
92?
Oh, that show is just going off. Yeah, she right.
This is 90s Price is Right, and you will have to play against Philip. Please try to get three correct. I will give you some popular 90s items that are still available on Amazon. And
oh, God.
You'll have to give me the price without going over, okay?
Okay.
I think you and I are both equally excited about this.
I'll just sit back because
I mean,
I'm really good at this.
I don't go shopping. I mean, I have two kids. I go shopping for their stuff. I don't even go on Amazon.
You're born in 92, so 20. And you have two kids already? Damn.
Yes, my fiance was in the military, so we got pregnant young before he...
No.
She had to get it in before he left.
You got pregnant.
Yes.
You got pregnant.
No, they got pregnant.
You locked him
no,
down?
No, they got pregnant because he gained weight, too.
Yes. I like her.
Yes. Vicious. Yes. You're like, if you're going away to the military, I need that nice military pay before you head off. Oh,
yes, Eric. Assurance.
First up, this is a Tiny At Travel Fanny Bag Waist Pack. It's made of durable material for a long-lasting zippered front accessory, lightweight and fashionable. It is a fanny pack. Philip, you can go first. How much on Amazon?
I'm going to say $19.99.
Am I allowed to help?
Do you want to help? Okay, go ahead. You can help.
I can help.
All right.
That's fine.
Carissa, do you have a guess?
Oh, God. You know what? I'm going to go $9.99 for the 90s.
Floyd, do you want
to... I was going to tell Carissa to $10 lower it. So, yeah, I'm with her on that one.
Now, Price is Right rules are in effect, but I'll give this to Carissa because she's so damn close. For the fanny pack,
$9.88.
Oh! Damn it. I'm so good.
All right. Carissa, you might remember these because do you remember the Lisa Frank stuff from the 90s?
Oh my God, I was a Lisa Frank freak. All
right. maybe that sounds like a good Halloween costume. Lisa Frank freak.
My God, I had the binders and the stickers. All right. And
they were
everything.
So trippy.
I couldn't find any school supplies, but this is a Lisa Frank coloring and activity book with stickers. Mm-hmm. It's a pack of six. There are 32 pages of coloring and activities and over 30 stickers, coloring pages, puzzles, games, stickers, lots to keep you or your little one entertained. Philip, what's the price? Six pack of Lisa Frank coloring and activity books.
$12.
How about you, Carissa?
Last time I bought them, they were less than $6 because I recently just bought my kids some.
Okay. Less than six. Okay. Floyd?
So I wrote down, because Lisa Frank's vintage now, I put $23.99.
Oh. She is dead, right? I'm pretty sure she is.
I don't even know if it's a real person.
I don't know. Her stickers aren't dead, though.
Useless information. Yeah, one of those things. She went bankrupt, and her daughter brought it back. So she's still alive and kicking.
So like Megan Frank?
Yeah.
The actual retail price of the Lisa Frank coloring and activity book is
$17.94.
Oh, I was close. Yeah. Oh, wait.
I won. No. Floyd went 23. All right. Let's do... When you were a little girl, Carissa, did you have the butterfly hair clips?
Oh, my God. Those were such a pain. They ripped out my hair.
Okay. Yeah, they looked painful. Rosette, hair colorful chiffon butterfly
chiffon
hair clips.
Okay.
Chiffon. So fancy.
Yeah.
okay. Yeah.
It's a six-piece set. 12 colors. So many colors are great for baby headbands. I'll start with you. What's your guess there, Carissa?
Well, see, that's kind of tricky because you can find butterfly clips at the dollar store right now.
Right.
But I would say, like, the vintage, I would say $15.95.
Floyd?
I'm with her. I'm in that $10 to $15 price range.
Well, I need a number.
Would you say, Carissa?
$15.95.
I said $15.95.
$15.96.
I knew you were going to do that. You knew you were going to do that.
Philip?
I'm going $12.
The actual retail price of the butterfly hair clips are $12.99. Philip is closest. One more, and we'll, you've been fun, Chris, so we'll definitely give you the Queen Latifah tickets for tomorrow night. Quite simply, an Aladdin VHS tape from 1995, new and working. Philip?
We were just talking about Lion King limited edition VHS at work last night.
Oh, my God, I'm so ready for Lion King to come out.
What do you got, Philip?
I'm going to go with $13.99.
Wait, right. Whoa, what did you say?
Whoa, really?
$13.99. Yeah.
No, do you know how much VH tapes are going for nowadays?
I have no idea. I think Chris and I are on the same page.
I'm going to stick with mine.
I'm putting $199.
In what world?
I was going to say, mine's at like $150 because they were going for Yeah, they were going high.
Chris and I are on the same page. I'm telling you.
You can't even watch it anymore. There is no such thing as a VCR.
But there's those collectors out there who are literally ripping off people
who
like you
who the
love
VHS.
I've seen like the limited edition, and it's the packages that's worth something. Mm-hmm. I've seen those where they're that much. However.
Oh, no, Chris.
Oh,
dang it. I know people went,
However, on this Amazon choice, the Aladdin VHS from 1995. Is $17.45.
It's a ripoff.
It's not real. You're getting the dub version from Korea without even Robin Williams' voice. Don't give me that. Give me that user's name. I'm going to write them a very horrible review because I am so mad right now.
In this version, the genie is tan.
I'll buy it right now.
They couldn't afford the graphics. 824. It's a small business shout out Friday. If you've got a small business you like to go to, hit us up on our text line 419-240-1055. We'll share with everyone else after 9.
Q105 traffic.
8:35. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. A little before 9 o'clock. Your first national keyword of the day to try to win the $1,000 payoff. Isn't it nice, Philip, when you're here with us on Fridays? Sometimes food arrives.
It is nice because they say my inner fat kid gets happy.
We have
my
some...
outer fat kid is excited. Yes,
we want to feed them both.
That's Marty from Cheers. Could you introduce your GM, please?
Yes, this is Brian Lavelle. He is our general manager, our executive chef, the jack of all trades. He's really does all the work, but he is
all
here
that
with
pressure.
Us today.
Yeah.
So he made all this delicious food for seeing this morning.
Friend. I know. Yeah.
Hello. Cheers is in Holland. You're right near the Kroger Marketplace.
Yes, we're right in that same plaza. We've been around for 10 years.
It's my favorite place on earth.
Floyd just discovered the Kroger Marketplace.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's a happening place.
And now that you're next to it.
Exactly. Have some lunch.
I'm just going to invest in a scooter right now.
He's going to get like an apartment behind it and just live his best life right there.
There's enough to live in that Kroger.
Who are you telling? There's a bedding section.
Marty.
There is.
You guys are our sweet deal of the week. You can get that by texting the word sweet after 9 o'clock or go to our website, Q1055.com. Those are enchiladas?
Those are enchiladas. We actually have a pretty broad menu for a sports bar. Mm-hmm. So we're known for our pizzas, our grinders, enchiladas, great appetizers, great drinks.
Yeah.
We actually just partnered with... McQueen's, thank you. We'll get it together. It's Friday.
It's okay.
We just partnered with McQueen's to carry their hard apple cider. So
nice.
Keep local, and there's only two restaurants that are going to be carrying that. We added taps.
And Ernest Brew works on.
Good stuff. Nice. Ernest is a good spot.
Yeah.
This is a lot of enchiladas, but it says in my notes here that you have big portions, and that's one of my pet peeves when I go to a place. I have no problem paying a lot for food, but I want a lot of food, and that's Cheers.
Yeah, Cheers has big portions, reasonable prices. You know, we are definitely that feeling when you come in, it's very laid back. Everybody feels comfortable, whether you're with your family, kids are there, or whether you're there to watch the big game.
Like the TV show.
Yes, everybody's your name. We want to know your name. That's right.
Do you guys have nachos?
I'm going to make myself personal.
We do.
You have nachos? Yes.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yes.
Go for it.
So do you pile them high or wide on a plate?
High and wide.
Oh, hey.
That's a double doozy.
I got it. Black History Month. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I guess first and foremost, it's a sports bar. What teams are you most friendly to?
I would say we're a Buckeye. The Big Ten. Definitely a big Buckeye bar. I'm a big Buckeye.
I'm going to throw a Go Cats out there for the SEC.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you not serve Michigan fans?
We do, and I have a lot of great Michigan fans that are my friends. Only one day we're not friends.
I love that she had to say that with her eyes closed. Right. I felt your passion behind
that. That's right. Only one day we're not friends. But we love them just the same. So yeah, everybody's welcome. We do a lot with Cleveland Browns. We have a lot of Brownies.
Do you have more Browns fans or Lions fans that come there?
Browns, I would say. Fans, yes. Definitely. But we support Lions too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sadness. Not last year with the Browns, but a lot of sadness. Yes. With, you know, here where we live with those football teams.
Well, yes. I hear that, you know, Baker Mayfield's going to turn the Browns around.
Yep. Yes, and I have a shout out. My daughter is expecting.
Okay.
And her husband is a huge Browns fan, and my grandbaby is going to be named Baker.
They're not the family or the couple that was like on Twitter back in fall, right?
No, they were not. But okay.
Really?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have.
Wait, okay, let me, I mean, it's not really up to her, to be completely honest.
Right.
So,
yes.
What happens if, like, Baker Mayfield turns out to be a huge a-hole, a womanizer, and maybe worse than anything, he stinks?
It's a cute baby.
It's a cute baby, and I still love the baby.
Okay. That's why we have middle names, just in case.
Or a nickname.
That's Shake and Bake. We already got the nickname.
So we got High and Wide nachos, we got pizzas, we got Grinders, we got McQueen's for hard cider, and an 82-inch TV.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Whoa. And a great atmosphere.
You say 82-inch?
82.
What?
It's a whole wall of TVs that we have, and the 82 inches in the center of it. So
if you turn around, would you say 82 inches is the size of that wall?
Yes, it's huge. It's a massive TV, and it's nice because it's not a projector, so it's good quality.
Regular TV.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Yeah, you're in. You feel it's like you're in TV. It. Yeah,
Marty and Brian, GM, Master Chef, the Brian of all trades over at Cheers, next to the Kroger Marketplace. Thanks for stopping by for a couple of minutes.
Thanks so much. It was really fun.
Was it really fun? Did you have fun with us?
We did. We had a blast.
We might not have the ratings of the other shows, but we like to think that we're far more fun than they are.
We would like to think we're going to turn that around for you today.
And I will and I'll let you know that I'm expecting to.
Oh,
what are you expecting?
Yeah. To fit that grinder in my mouth.
Okay. So many jokes. So many jokes.
And that's why you love me.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank
cheers.
You guys.
Your sweet deal goes up on Q1055.com right after 9 o'clock, or you can text sweet to 419-240-1055.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with
during Black History.
Ada, 854. The morning reboot on Q105. Call right now. We need a couple more ladies for our panel full of ladies. This is how we find out more about you. 419-240-1055. Two more ladies to be on with us on the radio here. Don't worry about being afraid of your voice or saying something bad. We'll hit the delay. Two more ladies. Call now. Also, your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is cheer, C-H-E-E-R, C-H-E-E-R. Text that to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff. Good luck. You have till about 9:20 to do that. What's so damn funny?
You got to say something before you push buttons. You can't just be pushing buttons and not saying anything.
Because I took my headphones off to wait for ladies to call to jot down some information. And in that moment, I whipped my hair back and forth. I just started singing it. And in my head, I was just like, that is hilarious.
The things that pop into our heads, for real.
That'll be our inside joke forever and ever.
I wish we could broadcast our stream of consciousness thoughts than actual content. It would be interesting, to say the least. While we wait for two more ladies to call in to join, who?
We have Amber on hold.
All right, Amber, sit tight. Let's give you some new music. Bruno Mars and Cardi B.
Tease me, baby. Turn around and just tease me, baby.
He is talking about sex.
Yes.
Let me hear you say.
Sex me, yeah.
Sex me.
Thank you. There it is.
Yeah, that one.
Wouldn't it be such a letdown if he's like all clunky and clumsy when it comes to being intimate and sexual?
I doubt that he is.
He's like 4'11".
He used to be a drug addict. I'm sure he can do some weird stuff.
He wasn't an addict. He was a cocaine user.
Sure.
There's a difference. One more thing. I played it for Floyd earlier. Do you remember I Love McConan?
No.
It's going up on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So he's back with Fall Out Boy and Lil Peep. I'm not doing this fine. This is a really good song. I'm doing fine. Let me go. I'll spend it time.
I will listen to some more of that. I like it. like the Katy Perry song is like a, it's like a shimmy feel good song. This one is like, this one could be like an Apple commercial.
I agree.
Oh, that's what that sounds yeah, like. That's yeah. a good thing.
What did you draw a picture of?
Nothing, but here's Amber's information.
Hi, Amber.
Hi there.
Clack. Amber is 34 and married, has one kid. You live in central Toledo. Where the hell is that at?
Well, it's kind of like whenever you look at a map and they put a dot down for Toledo, I'm kind of in that general area.
Toledo. That's where she lives.
I would totally describe it that same way, too.
I just had a like some kind of like Carmen Sandiego seizure in my mind trying to figure out where, like put a dot down.
Like Toledo.
What's like a main intersection?
I'm kind of over by UTMC.
Okay.
That's central-ish, yeah.
South-ish.
South Central.
Amber, I'm on
your
team.
Born and raised.
You know, I've never lived a place. I've never lived a place where we have so much confusion as to, like, where certain parts of town are. Mm-hmm. Like, North Toledo.
That's like Alexis.
But isn't the east side normally, looking on a map,
it's the
south?
River.
No.
No, it's definitely east.
Okay.
But then you have like you have the West End, you have Old West End, but there's also Old Orchard, which is actually the west side of Toledo. See,
right.
This is the situation
it's
that
confusing.
Makes it confusing.
All right, Amber, first question. Have you ever stolen anything?
No.
Amber.
No.
Nothing?
I am one of the, like, as a kid, I am one of those hyper rule follower kids. And, like, one time I was out shopping with my mom and we found that something hadn't been rung up and I insisted that she go back into the store and get it rung up.
Ooh, your mom was mad at you.
I don't say, how does your mom feel about that?
Floyd, on Monday, do you want me to tell the story of when I got caught stealing at Sports Authority?
Then I'll share the story when I got caught stealing at Toys R Us.
Got caught stealing stories on Monday. Amber, next question. I know you're married. Hopefully it was a good Valentine's Day. Let's say you had another Valentine's Day and you could pick from one of these three men to serenade you in your home. Who would it be?
Okay.
Michael Bolton, Kenny G, or Richard Marx?
Oh, Kenny G.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, I can do that right now.
That's what he was playing.
Over the Rainbow.
Over the Rainbow.
So I was humming it earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Amber, that's what Kanye got for Kim for their Valentine's Day. What did your husband get you?
He got me a tub of ice cream and some Kit Kats.
So not Kenny G.
Right.
But also
no.
An amazing gift. So
right.
Did he leave you alone for a few hours?
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that's a good gift.
Yes.
Was he planning on you having, like, an emotional valley coming up? Like, what did you need to eat those feelings for?
Well, no, he just knows me too well.
Okay.
I love chocolate.
Okay.
Like, I'm a chocoholic, so.
Okay, I got some chocolate.
How often, Amber, do you buy clothes and never wear them?
Honestly, pretty much never for myself, because I don't buy clothes for myself. I buy clothes for my husband, I buy clothes for my daughter, but I don't buy clothes for myself. Unless I have an event that I have to wear them for.
That sounds like a mom right there. That's definitely what they
do.
That's
very practical. Did you, what's the last change that you made in your life or your lifestyle that you stuck with? Kind of like a resolution, but not like New Year's. Like you've decided to make a change. Like Philip decided not to drink during the month of February and he stuck to that. What's the last lifestyle change you made that you stuck with?
About 4 years ago, I stopped drinking caffeine.
Oh, okay.
In any form.
And you have been doing it since then? Like, you've been off of it since 4 years?
Yep.
Good for you.
And that's a hard one to get off.
It is.
That headache that happens, like, literally 24 hours after not having it.
Caffeine is everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It's and like I was a caffeine addict, and I also was a diet pop addict.
Uh-huh.
So I don't drink diet pop anymore. I just drink, if I drink any soda or pop, it's Sprite.
Yeah, good for you.
Yay.
I've been dealing with the stomach thing and I just can't give up caffeine. I could really cut back on a lot of alcohol, but every day caffeine, gotta have it.
Hmm. Well, that's where the chocolate comes in though.
Well, yeah. This is a sugar substitute.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not strong enough for me though. But hey, Amber, you have a good weekend. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you. Have a good day.
I have 901 here with the morning reboot on Q105. One more time, text the word cheer to 95819. That's your national keyword to try to win the $1,000 payoff. Cheer. Text that to 95819. If you have a small business shout out, you can get that to us and we'll share it before 9:30. I have a question for you guys. We're talking, you know, we're not supposed to talk about like old unhip stuff, but in this case, they're kind of like caricatures of themselves. And if Kanye can tap into Kenny G, mm-hmm. we can do this stuff. Richard Marx, Kenny G, Michael Bolton. Let me give you another one. What song of this artist do you prefer? Okay. Here's one.
Yes.
Have you ever performed to this?
Yes, I have actually.
See those shoulders? That's a yes.
I have actually done this song before. Ashley Tisdale has remade this song.
Oh, who? That's not good.
Ashley Tisdale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I.
All right, you know, I have my theory that everyone has an older black lady in their head. Yeah, like that just tells you what to do and just to do it. You don't even think about it. I think everyone, black, white, Asian, has an older black lady in their head. I also think that everyone has a middle-aged white woman in their head. Her name is Shelby.
Shelby!
And when that song came on, she kicked the kids out the car and sipped her Starbucks and was giving all that shoulder.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if it's that woman, Shelby is from the East Side, and when Pour Some Sugar on Me comes on,
oh, no.
Or You Give Love a Bad Name.
That's Cassie.
Oh my God.
By the way, I wanted to ask you, is it that song or this one?
Oh, forever and ever. Oh
my God, like, is this the same song?
No, I remember.
Forever and ever.
He's got two songs.
I don't even know this one.
So,
yes, you do.
Do
it? Yeah, everyone knows it.
You know he was white, right?
Yes.
If there's anything you need,
that voice.
You know how people
I synced totally forgot up? About his second song. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Thank you for my Valentine's gift.
Didn't
okay, that was so good.
Didn't people sync every? There was something on Twitter, like within the last 6 months. Did you know, if you can match the Star Spangled Banner up to Party Rock Anthem?
Oh yeah, like yeah.
Though are those two songs exactly the same?
They truly are.
I thought it was the same thing in a different key. I was like, what are you doing?
All right, 904, small business shout-outs. Text them to us, 419-240-1055. We'll do them before 9:30.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by Nate.
You didn't even hear it.
He says something.
918, Q105, the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase. Floyd Phillip is here with us today. Small business shout-outs.
Don't roll your eyes.
I'm upset.
Why?
I do have a question to ask momentarily, but I'd like to start small business shout-outs, and I think we have a couple on our...
We do. I'm going right now.
On our text line. I found out about this because a big fan of the show, Jay Skeba. He's a writer for The Blade, and he's done some very incisive work. I think he focuses mostly on Stuff and Mommy, but my favorite second favorite restaurant in the area closed a couple of years ago, Dégagé, the jazz place we've mentioned a couple of times in the air.
Yeah.
But now... Levi and Lilac's Whiskey Room is opening.
Where it was?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You know, it's funny because somebody said to me the other day that Dégagé was opening, and I was like, I haven't heard anything about that, and I'm sure I would have heard something about that.
And maybe they will have jazz-themed stuff. I'm guessing they won't be thumping, I don't know, Ariana Grande songs. Doesn't say...
There's probably some really pretty jazz cover of it.
Yeah, I'll take that. Doesn't say when, but they'll be open, live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. They'll be open 4 to 10, Tuesday and Wednesday until midnight, Thursday to Saturday, 1 a.m. I don't know when they open, but it will be soon, and it'll be kind of cool to have something, a different kind of bar here, a whiskey bar. Mm-hmm. So that's my local spot. Also, we went over it earlier, and I tossed my papers away, but the Art Loop theme nights year.
Yeah.
Okay, the Art Loop that happens every third Thursday.
And some of them most of them, if not all, seem really, really, really entertaining.
From April to December, yes. Want to read them?
We have poetry and performance, craft and culinary, art of sport, interactive, art of automobiles. This one I'm excited for. Dancing in the Streets, Haunted Harvest, another one I'm excited for, the Jazz Loop, and Light Up Toledo.
Dancing in the Street, that one's in September?
Yes.
That makes sense.
I'm excited.
I like that.
That's going to be fun.
I've seen like dozens of people dancing on St. Clair Street out in Hensville before. It's pretty neat to see.
I'm going
to
see. And does that go around all Adams and everything?
It goes all through uptown, downtown.
See, I'm going to see if I can get like a group of like performers like Queens, and we do like a Motown medley.
I believe
like
you
dancing
should.
In the street. I think that would be awesome.
Do you have a local place you want to shout out?
Yeah, I'm gonna do. This is the first. I'm gonna do this because they were the first one to text us when we talked about it. Don't forget, small business. Your friends, Lucas County Canine, they have the $14 adoptions all weekend.
Are they a small business?
Yeah, they're local and small. Okay.
All right.
Help them out.
His face. He got right? So disturbed.
I expect like retailer food. I didn't expect you. I guess some people could eat dogs.
Wait. So,
No. I mean, like, you in like a business. Like, these dogs need it.
You said $14.99 adoption?
$14 for the next week, for till Sunday.
For Valentine's Day. Merrick was in here the other day.
Yeah?
He was
puppy.
I liked. No, he was about five, but he was a good boy. He's a big, big, thick lap dog. Ugh. He had the body of a pit, but the head of like a terrier.
Cute.
And the smile of, I don't even know, but it was just like
a gay drag queen off a great performance of Rick Astley.
Oh, she had the smell of Deja.
Yeah. I wonder if that person. We got a call yesterday, right? That somebody wanted to get married.
Yeah, she wanted. She didn't leave her name, but she was like, she was in a rush to get the information to get Merrick. So we got to find out.
Do you have the other ones on the text, and then I'll pull them up?
We also have Kimberly Lane Home Decor. It's unique pieces that the owner hand paints. Customized pieces also available. Okay. That's Kimberly Lane Home. And please let us know if they have a Facebook or anything. So that way there's just not a Google search or anything. Also, we got one from Joshua. It is Reefs by Tiffany, and she has a Facebook page. You're going to go to Reefs TJH.
Can I give this one?
Yeah.
The first one we got this morning. Thanks for that. Shout out to Cafe Donut on Monroe Street. They have the best donut. Super soft, super fresh, great specials, even in the evening. Just a really nice place. I think that's the place that if you're going west on Monroe, it's on the right-hand side, and it's a former DD.
Oh, okay. I think you're right. DD.
Do you have any local places?
Anything?
Mine is always food, and I went
like
to listen.
Black History Month.
What my collard greens?
Original Sub Shop. I went when Danny was here last, and she made him like this vegan like pasta salad that was extremely good.
Is he vegan?
He is. With me, it's hard. So like he is vegan. But when it doesn't fit where he's at because he travels a lot too, it's not always a thing. But at home, he's vegan. So she helped him out. And then like she made him some soup, and she made us these like special sandwiches. I just love Mo. I love Original Sub Shop, and she just does dank food.
Dank memes.
That is the fourth time we've heard that word this week.
Dank?
Dank.
Dank and dabby.
It was a rap lyric you said. Yeah. Dank Slurpee.
Let me bring you, which was in what song?
I got five on it.
Yes. When is the first time? By the way, it's Eric Chase, Floyd, Philip, Philly T Friday, Q105, the morning reboot. Can you remember the first time you heard the word bougie is?
I was probably like young. I was like 10 or 11. And my sister, one of my god sisters, was talking to the boy who lived across the street because he was dating some girl. And they didn't like this girl. And it was like their quote unquote best friend who they like liked. And they always called her bougie, and it made him so mad. And they kept saying it over and over. So I was probably like 10 or 11 the first time I heard the word bougie.
Why did it take till Migos for it to be a big hit, or because for people to use it more?
Because it takes a basic hip-hop band for people to actually latch on to stuff.
Hip-hop band is not hip-hop, something you hear every day. Hip-hop
what are they? Group?
I mean,
whatever.
Sure.
I don't care.
They don't play their own instruments. They're not a band.
They also ride big wheels. In that one commercial.
We were playing 90s or now rap lyric for Queen Latifah tickets earlier this week.
Yes!
Can I give you a sampling?
Please.
Okay. No, you're not ready. You're not ready.
I bring wrath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day, I was walking down the block. I had my cutoff shorts on right because it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. 90s or now.
90s, because we said cut off shorts.
Yep, that is Queen Latifah, UNITY.
I solo thought it was Will Smith. I was like, that's Willie style.
All right, next up. Yeah, I switched it up. I got a 9 cuffed tightly. So you better do the right thing, like Spike Lee. Yeah, I'm super clean. Rock with a white tee. Rock jeans with a white tee.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's now.
That's white tee.
That's actually I Think They Like Me by Dem Franchise Boys.
Oh, okay. I was like, that was hard.
They like me.
Stop it.
Next up.
Stop it.
They got the situation. They got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the Stripes, so I got to be down with the hood teams.
Stop the picture, watch it, got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. So
oh, right, crazy black people.
That's another song that,
yeah,
when it comes on, I for lose.
Have you all seen Coolio lately?
He has struggle strands.
Listen, he has like these weird antennas just like poking out of his head. Like, it's so awkward.
He looks like the Cynthia doll from Rugrats.
The last time I saw Coolio, he was like in a dorm room with some like college students who had no idea who he was. And I'm pretty sure they were smoking weed. I'm like, you need to sit down somewhere.
He's this close to being able to perform at Panera.
All right. What a boombox.
Last one, Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to it. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Let get to it. Nope. You can't do it like me, Doe. Mm-hmm. So don't do it like me. Folk, I see you trying to do it like me.
Was that Lean With It, Rock With It?
No.
No?
Floyd, do you know it?
Say it faster. You're not how to operate.
No. I can't.
We can't do
that
it
would be
like
Soulja Boy. Crank that.
Yeah.
Let get to it. I
Go do it. Do it.
You
go do it.
You're Superman, that hoe.
Yes. Do you remember
Soulja
the
Boy talent? I do. I literally was actually trying to remember
we
the whole
Mike
thing.
We should get Mike to play it this weekend. So we can just get it.
Oh, my God.
He'd be like, no.
Maybe Black China show up.
Black China.
Way to kill the moment.
Black China, one more bad relationship from working, you know, midnights at a Speedway.
One more bad relationship from working at Panera while Coolio's performing. Twice.
Matinee. You know what? Great idea. Not for us, but who is the nice black man who was working at Trader Joe's who got made fun of and was
from the Cosby Show.
From the Cosby Show. Sonia's husband.
Nobody knows his name.
No, but Alvin.
It was Alvin.
And I don't remember his name. Give me like 2.5 seconds.
He was invited to the SAG Awards.
Was he at Golden Globes?
No, he was in SAG Awards. Remember they did a little skit with
shout
him.
Out?
Yeah.
Joffrey Owens.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Owens. Sorry.
They should do a show highlighting failed or retired actors at their now normal jobs.
Yeah, and it was so funny because, like, listen, like, you got to eat. Jobs are working out well. So you work at Trader Joe's. Like, every now and then people want a picture. They want this. They want that. It's perfectly fine. But then, like, it blew up when somebody gave him crap and, like, called him a loser
and now
all that stuff.
He's about to be in every Tyler Perry movie.
Yeah.
Because Tyler Perry signed into his production company.
What he say? He goes, I don't want to get jobs out of pity because this situation came up. Like, I still plan to audition for my jobs.
And Tyler Perry said, hush.
Right.
Here's $1 million.
Yeah.
And he was like, you right? Yeah, wait. In Black History Month.
Listen.
You right?
He's not a bad actor, though, and like in all rights. Like, he's not a bad actor because he was teaching at a university, like an Ivy University theater for a hot second.
And they got rid of the department. I mean, I read the backstory of that.
The first person they can feature from famous to not would be
Jeffrey Owens.
Jerry Anderson.
Oh, that is so mind-boggling to me. Jerry, you and I need to have a conversation about life choices you're making.
Breaking news. You're at school, and I've got great benefits.
And you hear this noise.
Do the math. $1,000 lots of times each weekday. The $1,000 payoff. Listen.
All right, final couple minutes of the show. 9:44 with the morning reboot on Q105. We always wrap up with our most liked tweet, and we can do that as soon as I play the special sound effect.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Yes, you want to give it? I'm going to give it to you. So are you ready for this one?
You already gave it to me with that picture.
Yes!
And I feel visually...
Did you have high hopes?
...accosted.
Floyd
showed me a picture that he received that was unsolicited, and I forgot to ask the question. I'm sorry. After how many times... You said 5 were sent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And no reply at all.
When there's no reply, when you stop...
And it wasn't like, boom, wait for a response. Okay, well, maybe they didn't like one. Here's another one. No, it was like...
Rapid fire.
Wasn't ready. Like, if you scrolled really fast and made a movement, like, that's how fast it was.
Or after the second one, it's like, ooh, wrong number.
Yeah, it's cool.
New number.
New phone. Who is?
All right, what do you got?
All right. It says, I just learned today that Cardi B's real name is Bella Khaliz Alamazar. And I said that out loud and my furniture started floating.
Who did that one? That's good.
Yes.
His name is at it's underscore Keeman.
That's a good one.
That's great.
That better be in the new Aladdin movie.
That's her name, Bel Kaliz?
My furniture started floating.
I never thought I'd quote tweet Bette Midler here.
Yes.
Some couples do Valentine's Day and single ladies do Galentine's Day. But my husband and I do Shalentine's Day, as in, shall we have sex or shall we nap? It keeps the mystery alive.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Good old Bet with an E.
Philly T, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I have a wedding to go to tomorrow. Two friends. I enjoy these two because they are low-key gays. I don't have very many of those. And what I just need to, like, not be out and about, especially this month since I'm not drinking that much, even though I made tomorrow for their wedding. I'm pretty sure I am. It's my one day. I'm allowing myself to do so. They're getting married, and it's been a long time coming. They actually plan on getting married, like, next year, like, 2020 sometime. But they're like, what's up, all the fuss? Let's just do it now. So they got everybody together, and they're doing it.
Congrats to them. Yeah. I'm glad they made it, unlike Lucas and Justin, who are just...
Oh, my God. Leave them alone.
Are they low-key or high-key?
They're low-key.
Not anymore. You should see these fights. Everybody knows about it.
Stop it.
Ooh, girl.
Floyd, you got Queen Latifah tomorrow night?
I got Queen Latifah. I got date night tonight and tomorrow, and I'm working at George's tomorrow evening. Mm. So I got a busy, stacked weekend.
Tune in Monday, slightly before 6 o'clock, or get the podcast to find out if Floyd has sealed the deal with Stefan.
Bella Khalees Alakazar. Big on, Jew demon.
Can I be the Jew demon of Toledo?
Hey, like, when you do seal the deal, can we
send this to the text message?
Can we get a report?
There's not going to be no report.
Why? Well, we got to send something out in the email blast.
What? Law and order noise. Dun, dun. No, leave me alone.
I'm just asking for a friend.
I'll give you a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Okay, that's fine.
Can you snap a pic of your thumb, like, this weekend? Like, thumb up or thumb down?
I can send you a picture that looks like a thumb.
It's kind of like a... No.
You walked into that one, you know, buddy.
Now they announced the Pope with the plumes of smoke.
Oh.
Can we get that? Like, it'll be rainbow-colored if it does happen.
Okay. Okay.
9:48 to get the podcast of the show. I'll have it posted in just a couple of minutes. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. Russ is your next national keyword to try to win the $1,000 payoff on Q105. Back on Monday, we're here 5:45 till 10. We'll be here then. We hope you join us on the morning reboot on Q105.
Do the math. $1,000 lots of times each weekday. The $1,000 payoff.